tonight on the Delirious Dads Gaming Podcast.
Is this the era for live-action games becoming series on Netflix?
Chill out, man.
Bringing you your favorite purple dinosaur.
And now, the Delirious Dads Gaming Podcast.
Hey, guys. Thank you for joining us for another night of Delirious Dads Gaming. And we are excited to have you guys here on June 1st, 2019.
It's July.
Episode 22, guys. We've been doing this 22 weeks.
You lost a month, Clint. You are delirious.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's July 1st. Wow. July 1st, 2019.
You know what's worse than that? As soon as you said that, I thought, dang, my birthday is only 4 days away. I've already had my birthday.
You've already had your birthday and everything. Wow.
Man. Wow. To be a dad.
That is good. That is some real good memory loss right there.
So you guys know, me and Clint are old timers now. We're both 32.
Yep.
I joined the 32 club at the beginning of June, and Clint just joined it.
We're getting up there, my friend. Mm-hmm. Losing teeth and everything.
But actually,
Hunter's over there just going strong. Like, yep. 22 years old, young buck.
Uh-huh.
Kid on the way.
Yeah.
I don't feel like
he said, no.
Doesn't look like it tonight.
Especially not right now.
Yeah.
Well, you're not actually 22 either, are you? I was lying, I think.
No,
you're 26. At least 23. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're here with Hunter Venable. He's been working hard in the sun all day long. And mm-hmm.
Sorry if I look a little slouched.
He's the chef that went from working in the kitchen to cutting vegetables all over the place. Those vegetables being grass right now.
There you go.
He's trying to lose him some weight and getting out and doing some mowing.
Yep. He's not used to it, and so it's kicking his booty.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
You'd
here.
You'd think me and him would both have an advantage since I'm working on my house, doing all the remodel work outside.
Yep.
He's mowing, and probably we'll both just be losing no weight. Hopefully it's not like he's shredding it and I'm not. Like, if he's losing it, I hope I am too, or I'm going to be jealous.
Yeah,
just going to be honest.
Because
I'm the fattest one. It should be the easiest for me to lose it.
Well, I'm trying to lose that weight again this time around. No sodas. Well,
okay,
to
that's
out.
True. You
trying
are almost as fat out. As me. So.
No, I'm definitely not as fat as you. You've got 100 pounds on me. I got a ways to go to get there, Bubba. Although, lately, my metabolism just petered out on me, so...
That's what she said.
And that's it. Anyway, so tonight we've got gaming news for you. I'll be bringing you some freebie farm deals.
I'll be bringing you some news.
Yeah. Ryan's going to hit you with the news tonight, and then Hunter is going to seal
it up.
I have
no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hunter's
here. He's bringing
here.
His usual, bringing his face and his beautiful voice.
Yep. He's got gadgets and gifts that he's going to Google on the spot. For you. Anyway. Now, it's going to be a good show regardless. If Hunter's got nothing at the end, then we'll play a game or something. We'll figure it out.
No, we know he does. We know he's good to go. Hunter's gadgets and gifts are always good.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, Ryan, how's the remodel going?
Oh, it's going good. Slow because I'm, we just talked about how fat I was, but outside of that, it's going really well. Like, I'm getting stuff done. Just about got the, I'm probably like, 3/4 of the way done with getting the outside completely ready for paint.
Okay.
All the rot being replaced and trim redone where it needs to be, and
mm-hmm.
kind of, some areas where the trim's not completely bad, I've just repaired it. But yeah, we're getting close. Like, once that's done, painting's easy out there. But and then I'll be inside with almost the rest of the entire remodel.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get all that done and over with.
Just about there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got some bragging to do though. Over last week, or actually I guess it was Saturday, wasn't it? Saturday, Hunter was a good husband. I won't throw it out there for Hunter first off. He was a good husband, and he chose being a good husband over being a gamer first. And so I was proud of him. His wife is 38 weeks pregnant, and she needed some Hunter time. She wanted to hang out with her husband. And so,
hey, at 38 weeks, whatever she needs, you better give it to her.
Yeah,
we didn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well,
you still get credit.
You still had a choice. I still say you had a choice. I mean, there's some guys that would still choose the latter. But, so we're all trying to get a gaming stream together. We're going to get on and play some PUBG for the first time, me and Ryan. And Hunter texted us and was like, hey, guys, the wife's wanting to hang out, so I'm going to do that. And so, anyway.
Well, that's one of the things we talk about here on the show, if it's your first time, is how to balance life stuff, wife stuff, kid stuff with gaming and not being that guy that always puts gaming first, even though it's one of your passions, because it puts a bad taste in the family's mouth and it kind of ruins you later for gaming, if that makes sense. So you got to make those choices, especially when they're 38 weeks pregnant.
Oh, especially. So, hey, but we also got 5K viewers that night and got a lot of followers. We appreciate it.
A lot of love. Yes, we appreciate it, guys. It was an awesome stream. So, we had a lot of fun.
Best stream we've ever had, and it was without Hunter. So that's probably the bad part of the story.
Nice. Or maybe that's the good part of the story.
Not only was it the best stream we ever had, they were also on here playing with one of my good friends.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the only games
from him and everything.
The only games we actually did decent at was because one of our new followers, Kevin, and Hunter's good friend, Aaron, joined in because we were just trash. Like, we're so trash that even the guys we were playing with before, they were probably decent. Mm-hmm. But we just took the team down like that, like it was
like,
nothing.
Like there was one instance I got to tell you guys about. Ryan gets him a motorcycle on the game, and he's going to drive off with it. And the guy's like, I wouldn't take that motorcycle if I were you. And then Ryan just continues to drive up the highway. Like, nah, I got this. Goes into the town, gets shot and killed. And the guy's like, I told
you,
bro.
It's worse than that. He was like, I wouldn't get it yet. And then I forget how easy it is. Like, he could hear me.
Yeah.
Motorcycle revs up. He's like, oh, or you could, I guess. So I take it.
Was it Aaron saying that?
No, this was some other guy before they joined in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And very first turn I take to go, like, I'm trying to pull up in between the buildings and park the motorcycle up by where they were so we can leave when we want to. I just happen to pull in between two buildings that have, like, a little barrier between them. So once you're between them, there's nothing you can do. Now, at this point, guys, do know this. I didn't know you could grab ledges and climb up yet. Like, I thought it was just normal jumping, Apex Legend kind of a – well, Apex Legend you can climb too. So that's a bad excuse, but you get what I'm saying.
You can climb high in Apex Legends, so that was
I didn't know that you could do that in this game. You could grab the ledge, which is a new update from what I hear. But anywho, I drive in, boom, all of a sudden these guys got me just tucked in this little alleyway. I could have just jumped over the thing that was in front of me, but instead I panicked, like, what do I do? And they just wasted me. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. And then I got some blood splatter, got a little shoddy off on a dude, got some blood in my face, you know. But he still killed me. But I got some shots off on him. So no kills that night, but we're working on it, guys. You know.
No, you said you had one. You said you had one at the end of the night.
Oh, maybe I did. I don't know.
No. Now he's lying. He was lying to you that night. Now he's caught in his lie.
Never. Just like I cheated on the quiz that got y'all's nipples waxed. I got you.
Hey, right. If it makes you feel any better, the first night I downloaded and played it, Aaron jumped on with me. We played duos, and I did get at least one kill. I think I had two kills, and we finished top six. So
there you go.
Oh,
so you're actually good.
Just so you guys know, Clint's always a little better than me at those kind of games. Even like if I played for a while, it gets to where we kind of balance out. But right now, like I'm like complaining because I'm rusty, but Clint's always still a big step ahead of me still, even though we're both the same amount of rusty. And so that's how this was too. Like it was kind of rubbing me the wrong way that I was the only one not following and picking up on how the game runs.
I got you.
Everybody else was kind of, you know. You could tell I was the first one to die every time. It wasn't like sometimes Clint, sometimes me. It was always me. And it's like,
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Don't take that bike.
Or you could. That was the best comment. Or you could take the bike.
Yeah.
And then get
but
shot.
But it was a fun night.
Yeah. Hey, I did
I got some PUBG news tonight later, too. Just to give you guys a little tease.
Sweet.
That's what I like to hear. Hey, I was a good dad, too. Claire is going to turn 3 at the 28th of July, and so I've decided let's go back to trying to get her to play games, you know? And so me and my wife got the Crash Bandicoot Crash Racing or whatever, the racing game that I had advertised on the show.
Yeah.
I think last week or the week before. And anyway, so sat down. We had 3 controllers. So me, Mikkel, and my daughter Claire, who's, like I said, going to turn 3, played. And Claire picked the Big Bad Wolf, which is Tiny from the game. The Big Wolf, you know? She couldn't steer worth a crap, but she kept heading towards, like, the ocean and was having a blast. And,
cool.
You know, just little things like that. And then I downloaded the Sonic the Hedgehog old Sonic the Hedgehog Madness, Sonic Madness, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's free on PlayStation 4 right now. Actually, tonight's the last night you can download it. So if you're listening, go download that right now. And if you're on the audio podcast, I'm sorry, you missed out. Anyway, so we played a little bit of the Sonic game, and she really liked that a lot. So
I think for Rory, that's what I did. Every 6 months to a year, I'd try it out again, kind of see where, you're at with this game and thing. Yeah. Because I didn't want to miss any time where she was ready.
Yeah. She can play. She can play for like 5 minutes, and then she'd be like, all right, your turn, Dada. And then she wanted to play for like a minute, and then it was back to her playing for 5 minutes.
So, that's still good, though. That's still cool. She's starting to get a feel for the controller and things like that.
Yeah, it was fun. So now she'll tell me she wants to, I want to play that car game, Dada. So
oh, that's cool.
She's getting into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on it, working on it. So do you guys got anything you wanted to touch on real quick before we head into the gaming news, Ryan?
No, I'm ready to roll.
Dang, okay, sweet.
I headed over to a friend's house the other day and made some gourmet steaks.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really? Some of those steaks you talked about last episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Was tasty? He digging them?
Was it tasty?
Clinton, it was, it was me. It was me. It was last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He made you some of those steaks?
It was like our final meal.
It was kind
meal.
Of a late birthday.
Gotcha.
It was like a final meal before they had their baby.
Gotcha.
Rhett's going to be coming this week. Probably.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like any day type thing. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he hit me up after church and was like, hey, you care if I come over and cook some steaks? And I was like, duh. I'm going to tell you no.
Mikhail, we're going to have some steaks coming over here.
hey, Mikhail, I want to eat some steaks. Is that okay with you?
I just couldn't say no to the steaks, Mikhail. I'm sorry.
Oh, they were delicious. They were awesome. And Claire had leftover chicken nuggets. That's how
okay.
I did it.
Well, and as soon as I heard you, I just got to be honest with you. I love steak, and if I figure out a way to up my steak, I'm all in. So when you said last time that his steak was way better than the steak that I had made, and I know the last one was on a grill, but the last ribeye we had over there came out pretty good, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we all liked it. So when you said his was way better, instantly I wrote down, okay, what was he saying to do? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think that.
The better a steak could be.
I think the cast iron makes a difference too. The cast iron.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have never done the basting deal. Yeah. He did either.
Yeah. It helps. It seems like it keeps those juices in more.
Mm-hmm. I did that same thing this time with garlic and rosemary, and basted the butter over the top to finish it. But then I finished it off with a little truffle oil too.
Mm.
Real fancy.
Fancy pants.
Mm-hmm. Real fancy.
I don't even know what truffle oil tastes like. Probably like a truffle.
Like a truffle of awesomeness.
It's like a fancy garlic truffle oil to me. That's what I get from it. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it was really good. It was really good. I ate like a king, and today I ate a salad. Hmm. All right. So let's head into the news, Ryan.
The disappointment in his voice when he said salad.
And a salad.
Leaks for Geeks!
All right, guys, news today. Got a couple different things for you. I had mentioned earlier, and I'm sure you heard me say, that is this the era for live-action series? And if you don't know what the word live-action means, wake up and climb out from under the rock you're in. But live action means not animated. Simply, there's real actors in it. Live action. You know, like with the little deal, action, and then actors do things live. Gotcha. It's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you already know this. Some of you don't. I didn't know this, but this sounds really good. This is from the makers of what did they make? The Expanse. Okay, that's the company that worked. To make the first series on Amazon, The Expanse. If you haven't seen it, it's a really good series. It's real popular right now. But they're working with and a lot of people didn't know this, the game The Witcher is actually was made popular first as a book. It was a book, not straight to game. And so just like they make movies out of books, they made a game out of the book. And now they're making a series, a live-action series of The Witcher. And so if you're a Witcher fan,
wow.
I'm pretty sure this is going to be right up your alley. This, and it looks really high produced. It's going to be a Netflix original, and almost all the Netflix originals. Some of them, you know, they don't have the best storyline and they fiddle out, but mm-hmm. they're all produced really well in the sense of quality. None of them are kind of thrown together that I've seen so far. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of good stuff come out of the Netflix originals and the Amazon originals. But and so this is coming from there. It's got Henry Cavill's, however you, I don't know how you say his name. He's going to be the main character in there. And let's see here. There's a couple other characters right now that they just released some photos of them from the game. And so if you pull it up, you can check it out. Anya Chalatra. I'm butchering these names, guys. She plays. Yeah, she plays. She plays Yennefer, and then Ciri is played by Freya Allen. Okay, and so you actually get to know who's playing those, and you get to know kind of what they look like, what their characters are going to look like, how closely it's related to the game. Mm-hmm. I can tell you just the cover, like the release photo for the series, has got me pumped. It's got kind of like a, you know, that Vikings type vibe to it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that show, Vikings.
Some fantasy Vikings, you know? A little Skyrim mm-hmm. look, maybe?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And so you guys should check that out if you're fans of that game. It's going to be good, I think. And the same company who's making the Witcher game, and that's actually releasing this fall, the Witcher series. It's going to be coming out soon, so they've been working on it for a while. They're also working on another one, which is Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy made a movie a while back. It was an animated movie, and it did decent. This is made by the same company. This is also going to be a Netflix original setup, and it's going to be a movie or a series, a live-action series done of Final Fantasy. There's okay. not many details on who the actors are or anything like that right now. They're just getting started on it, but I am really intrigued to think, you know, Final Fantasy has a lot of, you know, what will have to be CGI animation. Within mm-hmm. a live action, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be an expensive film.
Yeah, for a series, it's going to be. Yeah, for a series, I would say it's going to be a pretty. I don't think anybody would ever take on something like Final Fantasy as a live action mm-hmm. without knowing it's going to be a huge budget and it's going to be a very high end series, yeah. if that makes sense. There's no yeah. other way to do a show, a game like that, into a live action. And mm-hmm. so I think that's kind of. I think that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Because Final Fantasy has a huge, huge following. It's almost like if they were to come out with a World of Warcraft series, how many mm-hmm. people would be, like, pumped up and jacked up on that? That's yeah. how Final Fantasy is going to be, I think, because it's just yeah. been around forever. There's people from all different generations that are into Final Fantasy from when yeah, they were younger to now. Oh, yeah.
It's going to get, like, that Dragon Ball Z type following.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think all those kind of hit around the same time, but...
Yep, yep. And so if they do a good job with this, I think they have a chance to really create a show that's going to be a top box office type show. It's going to bring yeah. in some big money and have obviously a lot of opportunity to go multiple seasons, 8, 12 seasons, mm-hmm. you know. And so maybe, we'll see what they do with that.
Hopefully break that video game curse, you know. There's never yeah. really been a video game adaptation to the screen that's ever been good, right? Like you had the
well,
Super
you see,
Mario Brothers was awful. I mean,
it's almost always movies, right?
Yeah.
But now we're in the series. Right, we're in the era of these series that like people really like watching series more than they do movies now. I know I do.
Right.
Because they're done so well, it's like watching a movie but in depth, really getting into that storyline and it takes its time playing out. Could you imagine them taking like Dexter, one of the best shows ever if you've never seen it, taking that and if they had made a Dexter movie, it would have been like meh, like a cool idea. But the Dexter series
you have time to
get you know what I mean? It just wraps you in. You get into that thing.
That's true because
video games
are so long.
There's so many series like that.
They're mm-hmm. all so long that yeah, it takes time for that character development. So.
Yeah, could you imagine a Witcher movie? It'd be horrible.
Yeah,
it'd be like Hitman. You know what I mean? It'd just be kind of like
yeah, yeah.
they just turned that thing out. That's what they always do with game movies. So
it's like
I'm kind of excited about this idea of gaming series.
You mentioned Warcraft. That's kind of what they did with that movie as far as...
Oh, my gosh. I was pumped for the Warcraft movie. And it's like they crammed 19 years of Warcraft into 10 minutes.
One, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was so disappointed.
If you didn't play the franchise, you couldn't keep up at all. You
know mm-hmm. I mean? And not even, that.
Even that.
I thought the graphics were kind of poor. Like, they were good, but it wasn't like I was watching... Lord of the Rings. It wasn't full quality. And they've got so much money. Why would they ever allow a company to produce a movie for them that was one, it should have been a series of like four or five,
right?
And do it lower quality like that. I just, it blew my mind. And so I just, not with the, in my experience with the other shows that I've seen, like Netflix originals and Amazon originals, is they don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen any that are just kind of like, oh, we're just going to throw this thing out there and hope it looks okay. They like, they don't touch that kind of stuff.
They need to have their CGI animators, the ones that do their game trailers that look amazing. Mm-hmm. They need to have, they need to just produce their own movie and make
a whole movie like
CGI.
That.
And it would be amazing. Be cool. And, you know, there you go. Mm-hmm. It's almost one of them deals. I think the reason you probably had an issue with it is because sometimes you know how they'll put something that looks, it looks too real in its graphics base that it doesn't line up with.
Right.
With the live action around it. And so you see that fakeness to it, that that poppy, like, oh, that doesn't really belong there in that world, if that makes sense. Anyway.
And just so you guys know, this one, it's going to be a pretty big partnership. Like, so I meant to say this a minute ago, but the name of the company is Hivemind Productions. That's who did The Expanse and who's working on The Witcher, right? Mm-hmm. But in this one, they're actually, it's Hivemind Productions. They're partnered with Sony Pictures Television.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big name. And they're also partnered with Square Enix, the makers of it. They're going to be involved with the making of the series. They're not just like licensing it out. And so I do think that this is going to be all three of these people working on this. I don't think it's going to be pooped out. I don't think that's what's going to happen. It's not my impression of the little bit that they've leaked out on it so far. So, And so I really,
that's awesome.
I really, let's see here. It's going to be set in the same setting as the 14th main installment of the game. It's going to be set in, I don't remember how to pronounce that. Eorzea. It's Eorzea. That's the city or land that it's going to be set in. It's not really a city. It's bigger than a city, but anywho, I think it's going to be good. We'll get more info on it as we go here, but I think that's going to be a cool one.
Speaking of Netflix, Stranger Things comes out this month.
I'm so pumped for it.
Not just this month. It comes out Thursday, 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This Thursday.
Yep, this Thursday. Mm-hmm. So get ready for a marathon.
Another quick story for you guys in the news is going to be, if you remember the old game Alan Wake and the ones that came out afterward, and there was a spinoff. If I remember right, it was called American Nightmare. All of those are actually owned by Microsoft, but the company that has taken them over is Remedy, okay? They have basically purchased the rights to that game. So the leaks look like they're going to be working on a new game coming from that series, but first they're going to be putting it on other platforms that it hasn't existed on. So I think it's going to be going maybe to PC, it sounds like, possibly, and even over to Nintendo Switch is what some of the rumors say.
Okay.
So if you've heard of Alan Wake before and you checked it out, it's a very unique game, plays out very different than most games. It was fun. I think for me, when I played it way back in the day, they just took too long to get the next release out.
Yeah.
So I kind of died on it. But I remember having a lot of fun playing it.
They were pushing a new idea. They were doing, I think their idea was to do kind of what Fortnite has done with their updates.
Episodic.
You know, if you
they were the first people to do that.
Release seasons or episodes very, you know, a month apart or whatever. But back then,
originally they acted like we were going to get an episode. I think it was weekly.
Yeah, they were shooting really high.
And it was like 2 or 3 months, and we didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, they just sold us this game and never even gave us an update.
So we just gave up. We just gave up and moved on. But
I guess it did come out with everything later. More
just slower than they wanted it to be.
I thought for sure. Like, I was expecting the weekly thing, like you're talking about, but also the game being more like a. As intense as a Silent Hill or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a little scarier, too. It was a little...
A little more action-y.
It wasn't arcade-y, but it was definitely a little more action-y.
Action to it. Yeah. Which is fine. You know, Resident Evil has a good blend of that.
Another one for you guys. I mentioned I had some PUBG news for you. This is a very, very vague PUBG announcement. Purposefully vague. If you watch the video, you can go online and check out the release that was done by Glenn Schofield, if I pronounced that right. That's the guy that's like the CEO over there for PUBG. Schofield. Yeah, that's what it is.
There you go.
Yep. S-C-H-O-F-I-E-L-D.
Schofield.
I think that is. Yeah. Schofield. Basically, he announced that he's partnering up and starting an all-new gaming company platform with some other guys, and it's called Striking Distance. And that the way he worded it was basically there's another game coming from PUBG that won't be a sequel. It'll be its own game.
Okay.
And it sounds as if it's taking and pulling from, the way he puts it, is the PUBG universe.
Okay.
They're excited to explore the PUBG universe and take this on to other forms outside of Battle Royale, or including not just Battle Royale, I think is the way he had put it. So it probably will still have Battle Royale, but it's going to have some other maybe storyline and maybe open world type stuff. I would guess kind of maybe a Grand Theft Auto type vibe mixed in it, to be honest, just by the way the game plays a little bit that we've played. But he didn't give any of that. It's like just super vague, just like letting you know, hey, something's on its way. We're working on it. We established a whole new company just to work on this stuff. And if you guys know who that guy is, he's worked on a lot of games. He's a big Call of Duty guy. He's, you know, he's been involved.
He's got a background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not just PUBG. That's not his first toe in the puddle. You know what I mean? He's done big stuff for years.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of cool. Since we just now started playing PUBG, maybe we'll get into that enough before something big gets released after. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of be in the PUBG world. Yeah. I really enjoyed it a little bit that we played it so far.
Yeah, I'm not done with it yet. I'm definitely going to play it.
No, definitely not. Let me see here. I had something I was going to talk about, but I don't think it was. Yeah, I'll hit it real quick for you guys. This was the, if you go for Twitch Prime, right? You sign up for Twitch Prime. Rockstar Games, since we're talking about Grand Theft Auto, I'll go ahead and roll over there. They have partnered with Twitch now. And so if you have Twitch Prime, you're getting some freebies from Rockstar Game. Freebies for Grand Theft Auto Online is GTA money. You get 1,250. No, you get, whoa. You get $1,250,000.
Wow.
And then bonus GTA cash on all purchases of Shark Cash cards, which if you're a GTA guy, you probably know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's on the
GTA kind of
like that.
Okay. Yeah. And that kind of, for me, came out during my no internet era, so I haven't really got into the newest GTA. Yeah. Red Dead Online, you're going to get Red Dead, I guess it's Red Dead money, $300, which must probably be a lot for that game.
Yeah, considering a can of beans is 20, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Superior ammo bundle featuring 60 incendiary buckshot ammo, 30 volatile fire bottles, 200 express ammo for pistol, revolver, repeater, and rifle, and extra gold bars on purchases of gold bar packs.
Okay.
So those are the benefits you're going to get initially. You'll get more benefits than that, but you'll get those instantly.
As you move on.
If you're a Prime guy. Yep.
Gotcha.
Outside of that, you get a couple free games also, since we're talking about Twitch. If you have Amazon Prime and you bring that over and connect it with Twitch, you get free games this month. Games I've never heard of, but we're doing Freebie Farm today. Clint is, and so I figured I'd throw some free games at you that you might want to check out. Yooka-Laylee. Okay? Yooka-Laylee is a Banjo-Kazooie-inspired platform. That one's free.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Cultist Simulator. This is a game where every action you take will influence others and possibly generate a cult-like following. Kind of an interesting little, and it's kind of a 2D old style kind of game platform. Yep. Okay. And then you've got the Escapists. It's free this month. It's a top-down strategy game. And then you got For the King. It's a single player or multiplayer RPG, obviously, is what I was trying to say, guys. RPG with turn-based combat.
Okay.
And it pulls from multiple genres, such as tabletop and roguelike adventure. So, for freebies, check them out. If you have Amazon, you already have them, so you don't have to buy anything to get them.
Okay.
Last little bit of news for you guys is the last kind of, I would say, a little bit bigger news. And in the sense of it's a bigger game and it's actually happening, you know, and going on right now. And that's going to be the NBA 2K20. Yep. They released, you know, the players for that, who's going to be in it, and who's going to be on the cover, I mean, obviously. And you've got Anthony Davis. He's going to be on the cover of the 2 edition, standard edition, and the digital deluxe edition. So there's actually 3 editions total. And then there's going to be another one called Legend Edition, and that's got Dwayne Wade on it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The different packages come with all kinds of different things, and I'm going to, no way I could remember those, so I'm going to read those to you guys. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, I told you there was a release date here, and I could have swore I saw it on here. And now that I'm talking about it, I don't see the release date. Hunter, do you remember when the release date was for that or no?
No.
I can look it up for you real quick.
Maybe this article didn't have a release date. But while you're looking at that, I'll find these, what you get in each package. Standard edition gets $5,000 virtual currency, 5,000 my team points, 5 my career skill points, my player clothing capsule, 10 my team league packs, and 5 my team heat check packs. Okay. That's what you get with the standard edition. And if you go to the digital deluxe edition, you're going to get 35,000 virtual currency, 10,000 my team points, 10,000 my career skill points. So basically you're getting double what you got in the other one. My player clothing capsule, 10 my team league packs, 10 my team heat check packs, and then you're going to get 1 sapphire my team cover athlete card. Okay.
Okay.
Move on to the legend edition. They're going to bump it up on you. You're getting 100,000 in virtual currency. You're getting 50,000 for my team points, 20,000 for my career skill boots, which you didn't even get that in the other one at all. You get my player clothing capsule, my player apparel collection, my player shoe collection, 20 my team league packs, 20 my team heat check packs, 5 my team theme packs. So that's, you don't get those at all in the other one either. And you get 2 sapphire my team cover athlete cards. I probably didn't have to say my team on every one of those. I'm sure that's just a trademark thing they've got going on there, but that's what they call them.
Yeah.
So you've got all 3 of those different packages. If you're a super fan, obviously go for the Legend Edition with Wade, you know. And if you're a super, super fan, buy 2 of them and keep 1 to collect because you think it's going to be worth some money later, even though it probably won't.
That's right. And you can collect those on September 6th.
Yep.
Oh, September 6th. Okay, okay.
Right around the corner.
I know I saw that on here, and then for some reason I couldn't find it just now, so thanks for pulling me out of the hot water.
Yeah, no problem. We're used to doing that for you, buddy.
The regular game, just so you guys know, regular standard is $60, deluxe is $80, and the what's it called? Legend edition is $100. $100.
Goodness.
So you're paying for those extras.
Yeah.
You are paying for those extras. No. But I mean, if you're buying all those shoes in real life, I mean, guys, we're talking about, like, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different pairs of shoes you get. If you're paying for those in real life, it'd be a lot more than $40, you know. If you're a shoe guy, it's probably worth it for the kicks.
I was wondering where you're taking.
I know my basketball fans out there, they're all about the shoes. And if you could get 6 different pair of custom shoes for your guy, yeah, you probably want to rip that online.
So that's a game, too, that Clinton probably wouldn't be a fan of because there's a lot of microtransaction in it.
That's why I've heard on a lot of these sport games.
I just hate it whenever
it's probably
it's $40
more, but you're probably getting all that stuff for cheaper than if you actually just went on there and bought it all.
I'm sure there's
also going to be like some of the shirts and stuff or shoes that come with the legendary pack may not be available for everybody to buy.
Yeah, you could never get it. Right.
Now, is a lot of it cosmetic, though?
Yes.
My biggest issue is just as long as it's more cosmetic and not, you know, not where I got to do something to get better. So,
well, the thing about NBA though is there's both. Like if you go on and drop a couple $100, you can boost your guy up just like that.
And then,
I don't like that. I don't like if you can buy your skill. I don't like it.
Yeah, I never have either. Well, I just don't. I can't afford to go on there and spend $200. So,
which I guess you can right here too. You get 10 my career skill boosts. Yeah.
Well, if
I don't want to get extra skill.
If it's a free to play game, then sure, why not? But because I'm already paying $60 to play it, And then you're asking
right. me to play, play and the more. Idea, too, I think, from the creators is you're supposed to get in there and play games, and then you make currency in the game by being an NBA player. So you turn around and you're supposed to use that to level up.
I get but that, but you shouldn't be able to buy that with real money. Like, you shouldn't be able to. In my sense, this is a, okay, you want to do that for a character that you're playing offline with? Feel free. Go build your character up and go play offline if you want to. But we're talking about a competitive online sports game. You should not be able to pay for your character to be better.
Yeah,
I don't agree
you
with
can,
that. Not for
you,
second.
I guarantee you, you can get on there when the game drops and get online. On the My Park, there'll be people that are rated 90 and above already.
Just that's crazy.
Money. Yeah.
That made me not want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's kind of stupid.
And they're,
it's
they're
like,
just,
do you guys have a life?
Dipping.
Why are you?
Yeah.
Why are you spending this much on this game as soon as it comes out? Like, just chill. Everybody else needs to work up a little bit too.
Right. Right. Oh, drives me nuts.
Yep. I'm definitely with Clint. Extra cost type things like that should be for looks. Yep. Should be cosmetic.
Just the definitely. Rich feeding off the poor.
Up
to America.
Capitalism. That is not capitalism. Anywho, that's all I got for you guys. Wrapped all it up with a little bit of hate towards the sport games.
There you go.
But that's only actually I was enjoying the fact that they had these different packages and all the loot until
I came across that.
Until they pointed out that was for skills, and that kind of bugged me. So sorry to soil it, but yeah, that's what I got for you guys.
Soiled
on the news.
It. Soiled it. That's okay. I'm
soiled
used to you soiling. Okay.
Come on down to Freedy Farm. All games are free, half off, and 70% off the price of free.
Games may include microtransactions, time gating, and in-game ads before, during, and after gameplay. No refunds will be permitted for child purchases.
All right, we're going to bring you the Freebie Farm, guys. It's all about the free stuff, the free stuff. But I also included some deals because, you know, with everything that's free, we also need things that are deals. So, and I don't want to spoil our freebie bucket, you know, that we pull from. So there's only so many free games out there. But I wanted to start off first, guys. I want to make sure we share the love. So
share it. Share that love.
So we're going to start off with the ones that are just deals. Because I'm going to be presenting some free stuff for PlayStation and Xbox and PC, so I didn't want to leave out our Nintendo Switch fans. So at least
you're going to bring some non-free stuff into the Freebie Farm segment.
Yes.
You can't blame that on Clean Feed, Clint.
That's not free.
That was an executive decision.
75% off and half off of not free. Now you completely ruined it, but it's okay.
False
we still love
freedoms.
You.
False freedoms.
Okay. Yep. It's okay. Yep.
Treating you guys like America.
Getting you used to real life, guys. So
nothing's free.
Well, I didn't want to leave Nintendo out. I felt bad for him.
I get
okay?
it.
God, Mario was over there giving me the sad look. So
I get it.
You know, I had to lift
it's
him
me,
up.
Mario.
Yeah. So first off, Spyro Reignited Trilogy is gonna be on sale. It is its original price was $40. You can find that on the Walmart website. You can get it for $25.15 right now.
Okay,
so
and Spyro
that's
Reignited.
That's the revamp. That's the on the old Spyro the Dragon.
You mean we are not talking about Barney tonight?
No, that's no.
Did say everybody's favorite purple dinosaur.
Right, which was definitely Spyro. Oh wait, he's a dragon. Never mind. See, it doesn't work.
Well, he's kind of a dinosaur, I guess. I mean, what is it? If a dragon's not a dinosaur, what is? I mean, that's what I'd say.
That's true.
Yeah. It's probably one of the best dinosaurs,
I guess.
You got T-Rex with some wings.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
And then he came over and barbecued T-Rex. I got you.
Yeah.
I agree with that. So, yeah, Spyro's on sale on Walmart, $25.15. Upgraded graphics, and it's all three Spyro games from when you were a
get
kid.
Get yourself some Spyro the Dinosaur.
Yeah. And then I also just
some
wanted
Spinosaur.
To...
Spinosaur.
I just wanted to touch on the Nintendo Labo Variety Kit and the Robot Kit. I know we had talked about it before, of these little kits that you can build and play in the game and whatnot. So despite an initial reaction that could be described as mixed, Nintendo's innovative Labo Kits have proven to be very popular and offer a lot of creative fun for adults and kids alike. The Variety Kit contains six different projects for you to build, including two remote control cars, a 13-key piano in the motorbike. Hmm. Yep. Hmm. The Lego kit lets you build a Toy-Con robot suit so you can play as your own custom robot, and it's included in the game. And then the robot kit is currently on sale on Amazon. You can get it for $38, and the variety kit is $38 as well. So you can see both of those, $38 on Amazon.com. If you hit up Walmart, they're on sale for $40 a piece. So, okay. You know, yeah, those aren't free, but they are deals. And so
I want to give me some free, man. Give me some free. I'm freaking out right now.
I wanted to give Nintendo some love, okay? Anyway, so that's
maybe Nintendo doesn't deserve love if they don't have free. Yeah. That's, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why they don't get love.
Maybe that's why, yeah. So anyway,
you can't make free games, you don't get a segment in freebie form.
So now it's time to purify ourselves, guys, from this.
I'm glad you got rid of it first. I would have felt really bad if it like came at the end. Like I would have felt more tricked.
I was like, let's just get the Rotten Tomato out of the room, you know?
Yeah.
So let's purify ourselves of this nasty money buying stuff, and let's go into free, what is actually free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So on PlayStation Plus, if you're paying for your PlayStation Online membership, which I feel like most people do these days, you're going to get a free deal. It starts tomorrow, July 2nd, or for you guys on the audio podcast, it starts Tuesday, July 2nd.
Okay.
Either way you want to cut it. The first one coming out is Pro Evolution Soccer 2019. This is by PES Productions. It's only true competitor to esports FIFA. So, you know, they're the ones that are actually kind of competing with them a little bit. They don't have all the top flight clubs and leagues, but it's, you know, so they're missing that, but it's really renowned for its gameplay, for its soccer gameplay. So that's kind of the big hit on that one. So check that out if you want to play some.
But it's not really, soccer. It's not really a big hit if you've got great gameplay and things like that and you're free. You know, if you're missing some of those kind of other things that make it, because FIFA's not a free game.
But it's known, you know what I mean? I'm saying it's known for its gameplay and not its exclusivity.
Right.
Jeez, Ryan, coming down with a hammer over here.
No, I'm just saying I think that game is going to be, you don't really have to downgrade it in the sense of, oh, yeah, you know, it's not quite at FIFA level because we're thinking, you know, it's free. So it's okay if it's not, you know. Yeah. It's like if you made a Spyro that's almost as good as Spyro, but it's free. Well, that's really then good. It's better than Spyro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's true. I was just giving some history to it, Ryan.
Oh, I got you. I'm not busting your cojones. Oh, I'm just throwing in my 2 cents here.
Always, always busting cojones.
Oh.
So the next one on the list for PlayStation is Horizon Chase Turbo. This is an arcade racing title from Brazilian indie developer Aquarius Games Studio. It was originally released as Horizon Chase World Tour on the mobile device back in 2015. And then it was brought to the Nintendo Switch, PS4, and Windows PC, and Xbox One as Turbo in 2018. So the port contains cars, tracks, and modes that were not available in the mobile version. So you're going to get some extra stuff with that. And it's free on the PlayStation Store. So if you own a PlayStation, you're paying your membership, at least put it on your download list so that you have the license to it. And then also over on the Xbox side of things, and I got this from Polygon.com and the last article is from Polygon.com as well. The first game on the Xbox list, it's going to start today, July 1st, and it ends July 31st. It's the game Inside. This launched back in the mid-2016, and it was Playdead's spiritual successor. So, it was Playdead's spiritual successor to its 2010 game, Limbo. It picked up on a ton of awards in 2016 and 2017, and many of them for the art, design, and independent game categories.
So okay. Inside is a really good game. You said it's free. If it's free, you guys need to go out and check it out, for sure.
It's called Inside?
Yep, it's free to it's very Xbox unique. Game players with gold membership.
It's a complete side-scrolling game, but it tells
the
story.
Is that the one you were talking about with the really awesome artwork?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It is like really the graphics artwork. Look 3D, but he's not, right? The character's
that's,
not?
That was Ori.
That's right, Ori. Okay.
But I think this
one
comparable.
Is completely side-scroller, and it's got beautiful. A lot of it's dark, but it's still beautiful. Like, Very beautiful.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Okay. Well, if you're
that's
on
for
Xbox,
Microsoft. That's if you're an Xbox Live guy.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And then also you can get Big Crown Showdown. That's going to only be from the 1st to the 15th of July. And so that's an action fighting party game with a one-button combat system. So if you want to do some combat, some fighting around, that kind of thing, get Big Crown. You can play that. And then Castlevania Symphony of the Night is the next title in the list. It's going to be an Xbox 360 port of the 1997 game. So this is a backwards compatible. It's going to have your 360. You can play it on 360, but I believe the Xbox can play it as well.
Xbox One. I should say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah. And everybody's heard of Castlevania series, so just be aware of that. That's going to cover the consoles. And then we're going to get on to some PC games. Two of them that I was going to name off. First one being Counter-Strike. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. It's called CSGO.
Oh, yeah.
Usually a pretty popular title. Even when I didn't play it, the game was still, you know, known, so to speak. So this is going to be launching. Well, not launching. This is free. You can go to Steam, check it out.
Now, I was wondering the other day when we were talking about it, but is it like the whole Counter-Strike game, or is it its own kind of separate game that's free, or what is that? CSGO.
It's its own game, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's very own game.
It's pretty fun. I played a little bit, couple hours into it.
Yeah. Is it a co-op game? Do you know, Clint? Or is it single player?
It's
you can play with each other's team, like team
deathmatch
and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's definitely a shooter, that kind of thing. So, yeah. It expands upon the team-based action gameplay that is pioneered when it was launched 19 years ago. CSGO features new maps, characters, weapons, and game modes, and delivers updated versions of the classic CS content.
Okay.
Yep. Counter-Strike took the gaming industry by surprise when the Unlikely mod became the most played online PC action game in the world almost immediately after its release in August 1999. For the past 12 years, it has continued to be one of the most played games in the world, headlining competitive gaming tournaments and selling over 25 million units worldwide across the franchise. CSGO promises to expand the CS award-winning gameplay and deliver it to gamers on the PC as well as next-gen consoles and the Mac.
That's the one Hunter's been talking about the last couple of times we've
yeah. Have right? you guys heard nonsense? What was that?
Well, before I forget to say, this also has full controller support, so if you have a PlayStation controller or Xbox controller or even a Steam controller, if you do that kind of thing, you can plug it into the PC and play it like a console.
So we're going to have to mix this in with our PUBG we're trying out right now.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to stream that thing and see how it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially it being free. It's probably a pretty popular game right now.
There's a crazy thing where, like, you can get skins on there, completely cosmetic. But there's this big thing in CSGO about the knives. And
what
you
about
can
them?
Get different skins for your knives, like... You know, they have different skins, and you pay for them, and your knife even looks different. You're like, you can hold it, and it looks different.
Okay.
But people pay for these.
Like a skin on a gun.
Yeah, like people pay for these skins, though, and upwards to like $500.
Oh, really?
Real dollars?
Yes.
What? No.
Really?
For a skin on knives. Like,
in a game.
People are paying this much money for these. Yeah.
No.
Crazy.
Why? Why are they doing that?
I don't know. It's just
Whoa.
A thing.
Wow.
Like, it got so big, and people were like, it was all about what kind of skin you had on your knife.
But are these, like, custom mods, like, people are making and selling? It can't be from the game makers selling them for $500. No way.
I have no idea how that works.
Gotta be some kind of, like, mods in some kind of marketplace or something. That's crazy.
Or something. Yeah. That's nuts, man.
Well, it is nuts.
That's kind of like EVE Online, kind of some of that stuff.
Is that how that is?
Yeah, well, EVE Online, I think, has the biggest online purchase of all time. It was, like, in the thousands.
Like, really?
Like, I think 25,000. Someone bought something on there.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a piece of... It was either a planet or a ship, something to that effect. But it was a lot of money. It's been a while since I've seen the video on it, but
that's crazy.
It was
what game?
Eve Online.
Eve Online.
Yeah, it's nuts. There's some big.
So basically, someone had expanded and built something huge, yeah, and then sold it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And in that game, that game's kind of like if you thought the old World of Warcraft was hardcore, or even the old like not RuneScape. What was the other one? Oh, I can't think of the name of it right now, but. The hard MMOs back in the day. No, just legit MMOs from back in the day. Eve is a space MMO. It's free to play now, but back in the day they charged for it. But it's one of those, like, you really have to grind. You're going to grind real hard to do anything at it. I don't know how it is since it went free to play, but, yeah. And it also had, like, the most expensive war that ever took place in a game.
Oh, really?
All these big guilds or groups came together and took each other out. And so the ships that you buy are your ships. And you work on them, you upgrade them, so when they get destroyed, they're done. And so I, like, had the most casualties or something as far as digital money wasted, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so real interesting stuff when it comes to that. I don't know how we got onto that trail, but.
Well, it's a free game, so it fits. We're good.
Yeah, yeah. So the next free game on the spot that I didn't realize was free on Steam until today, so now I'm going to have to get it, is Brawlhalla. So Brawlhalla,
oh, really?
Yeah, Brawlhalla is a game that's kind of like, well, it's based off of Super Smash Brothers, kind of. I mean, that's kind of the whole vibe of it. You play multiple different types of characters and fight it out to the death, try to knock each other off the map, you know.
And it's 2D.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think 2D. I remember coming across that one. Check it out.
Yep, and so a lot of the characters in the game are, you purchase them, but I think it's weekly, or maybe even daily. It's either daily or weekly. They change up the characters in the game.
Okay.
So you get a sample of, like, 6 different characters you can play so that you don't have to buy those characters. But what you can do is, since it's free to play, you can purchase, you know, little packs and stuff and unlock characters that way. And then there's skins and things like that. But, yeah, it's a single player. You can play as single player, multiplayer. It's online multiplayer. They have online ranked 1v1. You can do online ranked 2v2. You can do a 4-player online free-for-all. So you can do that. And then there's also 8-player 4v4. You can do local custom teams, local single-player tournaments, alternate game modes. So they have Brawl Ball, Bombsketball, you know, more casual kind of party games that you can play.
It definitely sounds like that's a worth downloading free game for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the training room where you can practice your combos and all that. Me and Hunter played it on the PlayStation 4, and we sucked.
Like,
when do we not suck when we're talking about this game? Also, it is cross-platform multiplayer, just so you guys know.
Okay.
So, I'm going to assume that's probably only with Xbox, not PlayStation.
Right.
But, yeah. So, it's very positive reviews on Steam. There's 98,000 reviews, and it says very positive. So, if that tells you anything, they've done good with Brawlhalla.
Nice.
So, I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Be prepared to get sent straight to Brawlhalla, though.
Yeah. You're going to be balling.
Because there's going to be people on there who are just super good.
Yeah.
Completely.
Just going to piss you off.
Smack your bottom.
It's a good game. We had a lot of fun playing it together. I can't wait to for all of us to get it on PC and play it together. I think we'll have a lot of fun.
Well, if there's a ranked gaming system to it, maybe it'll partner you with other lower ranks when you're lower rank. You know what I mean? I don't know how that'll work.
It does, but there's people that... And there's seasons, too, just like in Fortnite and all the other games. So every season, you restart at the bottom and have to work your way up the rank system. But a really solid game. Graphics look good. The characters are pretty unique. It's kind of got a flavor for every type of character you'd like. My favorite character, they have this little mafia guy. I forget what his actual name is. But he's like a little mobster with a fedora, you know, all suited up. And then they got an orc, you know. So, it's, like I said, just got all sorts of stuff on there. So, definitely, dads, check it out if you like brawling games like that. With that said, I think we're going to take it over to Hunter and let him do some gadgets and gifts.
Oh, yeah. Bringing him gadgets and gifts. Can we know what the category is, or we have to wait?
It's going to be kind of like a 4th of July category, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. That'll work.
That will work.
I got some pet stuff, but I also got one that's kind of works it for grilling out, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's go on over to gadgets and gifts then.
Are ye scurvy dogs? Where's me loot?
Alright, guys. Well, like I said, this week was kind of just a random one. Not really like a main theme. No kitchen stuff, no kid stuff. But I just kind of, I found an article that stated the craziest stuff that people buy from Amazon that actually works, that they're actually, you know, spending money for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I got three. If we have more time, then we'll look some more up. Let's start with the lamest one first.
Okay, let's do that.
Lame
ducks.
All right, so my first product is for cats. That's why it's lame. I don't really enjoy cats.
Oh,
just
nice.
In fact,
me
no Hunter,
I'm not a cat guy.
We probably lost like tons of followers just now. Yeah. But
hey, it's okay. I'm a dog guy for sure. My mom's always had cats. My sisters like cats. Not a cat guy. I can pet your cat, but it's like, you know, they're into their own thing too much.
They're snooty. Right. They think they're better.
Yeah,
than
exactly.
Else.
I mean, listen. I enjoy cats. I just can't eat a whole one by myself.
I get it. Yeah. You're taking that PETA stance on it.
Yeah.
People eating tasty animals. Just in case you guys didn't follow.
Our first product, see, even though I don't like cats, I need to rephrase it. It's not that I don't like cats. I don't like indoor cats. We have cats at the farm, and they serve a purpose. They have
That's
a job.
Different, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, this is a cat's... Oops, what did I do? This is basically like a cat hammock. It's called a Pet Products Easy Mount Window Bed Kitty. This is the longest name ever, but it mounts to virtually any glass window or door. It basically looks like a little canoe, like a half canoe, that suction cups to your window. And their marketing on it is, this is for your cats that would love to live outside, but they just can't. So you just put them on the window. My response to that is, if your cat really wants to live outside, why don't you let it live outside?
That's crazy. It's wood? Oh, no, it's like a little platform.
Yeah.
Is it the K&H Pet Products Easy Window Mounting Kitty?
Yes.
I was just going to load it in the deal.
It looks like they make other ones. If you scroll down, Clint, I don't know if you pulled it up. There's in the other products who bought this also. There's one they make also that's enclosed. So like the cat can go on the side of it, but it's just suctioned to the window. It's like a little closed in area for it to be in, but
I saw one picture here on this might be a different one, Oyster, but it shows like this guy's got these big old windows, which is just like a beautiful nice home, big windows that go into this corner, and he's got three different ones platformed going up and then onto each of the three windows. Like, come on, you're gonna waste all three of your nice windows for cat spots to lay on.
I've got one dude down here that was a little upset because he said that the product stated that it holds 60 pounds, but it failed to hold his 10-pound cat.
Oh, no.
I think the cat's too fat, bro.
Or you installed it wrong.
Yeah,
maybe. You probably have to clean the glass and then do
that's
something.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe
sticky.
He needs to clean his window or something.
Yeah.
But other than that, it looks like...
Oh, cats love laying in the sun, so I bet cat people just love that product.
Yeah, it looks
I bet
like people are loving it. They got 5 stars. This guy is titled, "If It Fits, I Sits." The perfect for my 17-pound devil cat who is always walking on my keyboard, driving me insane. Now he has a spot above all to himself where he can lounge
I'm just
and
thinking
be
about,
in the
if,
sun.
If it's above the computer desk, though, I'm just thinking of all the hair that gets on.
Oh, yeah, horrible. Just get rid of the cat. It's fine.
Yeah. That'll save you money, and it'll be better than buying the cat hammock in the first place. So, that's one. The second
one... How much is that cat hammock?
Ooh, I just exited out of it.
24 bucks.
Okay, it's $18 on Chewy.com, guys. If you really need that thing, Chewy.com is your spot.
Oh, that's the company that made it. On mine, it says 24.
It's crossed out on mine. It says 18. Oh, like it's price reduced.
Okay, so our next one, which is going to be kind of what you could use this weekend if you wanted to go ahead and get yourself one, or this week for 4th of July week. This one is called the Chill-O-Matic. Automatic beverage chiller, beer chiller, can chiller, drink chiller. Okay?
Whoa.
If they didn't have enough chillers in there already. So, literally, if you haven't seen that, I'm sure, Ryan, you haven't seen a picture yet. You think, like, this is basically a cooler. You can put tons of drinks in it. No. This is literally an ice cooler for one can at a time.
What? What do you mean?
So, you put a can of soda or beer or whatever beverage you were wanting on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has ice, and it spins your soda around in the ice at some rate to cool down your soda faster.
I guess that's if you're out camping. I mean, it must be battery powered.
That's what I'm thinking. They show it at a barbecue, but I'm like, do these people not use coolers with ice in them?
There you go.
Right. I mean, if I stuck it in an ice chest full of ice, maybe because it's spinning, it's getting cold faster. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a chill-o-matic. So yeah, he sticks the can in the box or in the spherical, throw some ice in there.
In the spherical,
and it just spins your drink the whole time.
That's weird.
Chills your drink in 60 seconds down to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 240 times faster than in the refrigerator.
Well, if it really does it in 60 seconds, a hot soda down to 40 degrees, then it's worth it.
I don't see how it does
If it really does that, I don't believe it.
I guess
the reviews say it works, though, huh, Hunter? This is on the list of things that work.
It's mixed. It says some people say it works very well. I got a review here that says, if you're on the fence, get it. I was so afraid of spending $25, but I did. I love my sodas cold, but sometimes there's not a cold one available, and waiting 30 to 40 minutes to get one cold in the freezer is not always ideal. This will get your room temp can to fridge cold in 90 seconds. Hmm. I let it run double that time to get almost freezer cold.
I like it real cold. Yeah. I like my sodas and stuff real cold.
He said, I wish it had a power cord, but I do appreciate the portability that the batteries provide.
Yeah, because he didn't buy it really for camping. That guy bought it for his house. He's like, you know, I get home with a case of soda or beer. I want to throw it in there right now.
Yeah. He said, I can't wait to try it out on vacationing and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
But, and then I got other people who says not worth it, cheaply made. I was so excited. It didn't turn on, though, when I got it.
Okay.
It does look cheap. It looks really cheap.
Yeah, you could definitely get some faulty duds.
Mm-hmm. So this thing is garbage.
I'm wondering how it doesn't shake up the can.
Well, that's what I was saying.
It's just spinning. Yeah.
This guy said this thing is garbage. Cheaply made. Only holds a 12-ounce can. I put 3 regular ice cubes in it, and it was jamming it. Amazon won't take it back either. Do not waste your money.
So this
it's got a four-star review out of 107. It's actually got a decent review.
Yeah,
That's surprising.
So, mixed reviews there. If you guys are in for the gag gifts or even any of these cool gifts, you go out and see what you... I mean, buy at your own risk.
Yeah.
Buy at your own risk. All right. And currently it's $25.92. on Amazon, so
not bad.
It's horrible.
If you have Prime, you can get it by July 3rd.
Be ready for the big 4th.
That's right.
Too bad I'm going on a diet right now.
We can chill. That you can drink.
Yeah, some diet.
You can drink a soda water or something.
They make canned water. You can put canned water.
Those America drinks that we drink are pretty tasty, and they're good.
That's true.
That's what I'm drinking right now. Good old Clear American.
Americana.
I'm still debating if I want to cheat July 4th or not. It's going to be a hard day. That's all
you don't.
Say.
Just don't do it. Just don't cheat.
There's plenty of ways you can not cheat by eating great grilled food that has nothing, doesn't need bread.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not going to cheat gluten-wise.
Eat some chicken.
I might have a soda that day. But one soda won't.
It will. It'll be the last soda for me.
I'm like, oh, more.
I think those things taste like sodas. You crazy.
I'm just not a big fruity guy. That's my problem.
Yeah, it's true. You're a regular soda guy.
So this is my favorite one that I had tonight. It's an As Seen on TV from Shark Tank.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was $15, but currently you can get it for $10.
Okay.
Okay.
This is called the Pooch Selfie.
Pooch?
The original dog selfie stick.
Wow.
Okay.
So how this works is you guys, I bet you are picturing that this dog's going to have a stick coming off of him or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not how it works. You actually attach a plastic piece to the top of your phone, and you put a tennis ball in it. And because you put a tennis ball in it, your dog is supposed to pay attention to your phone and get its perfect picture taken.
Okay.
Oh, so, and you can, like, move your phone, like, hey, look here.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll look at it like it's ready to play and then take a picture of it.
Okay.
Right. Wow.
The problem is...
people are making money.
The problem is that I know my dogs, and that would not work. They would eat my phone.
You just lunge at it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some dogs would.
Lunge at it all day.
Hey, just like so you guys know, there's a knockoff on here called Pet Dog Selfie Stick.
There you go.
It's only $6.99.
This top...
either way, it's going to get destroyed, so why does it matter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This top rating says, great find. Warning, your dog may attempt to steal and escape with the ball.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's what I was thinking. I was ecstatic when I found the new way of taking pooch selfies with my pups and my photos with them looking at the camera in general. First used on our youngest dog. Wait, oh, Bark Day. Oh my gosh, that's too much. She said Bark Day. Like, she used it on
like a birthday. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The squeaker in the ball is perfect and even grabs the attention of our senior pup who can't see well. So he looks at the camera. We also love that any squeaky tennis balls will fit in. We don't trust our youngest pup not to get a hold of the pooch selfie and start destructing it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Is like, you get down to take a picture of your dog and its face, and you got the ball up there,
mm-hmm.
and he just lunges and just takes a hold of it and runs away with your phone.
You better train your dog better.
Hold on.
Just so you guys know, there's a knockoff of the knockoff here. It's just got two little arms that hold it, and it's called a lotus flower. You know, it's, I'm sorry, China, but the way you guys name your knockoffs is funny. Lotus flower, best pet, selfie, pet, camera, dog, cat, take photos.
I love it. I love it.
It's a dollar ninety-nine. Guys, it's $1.99, and the shipping is
$4.99. Wow.
That's good.
That's funny.
So those are the,
craziest things
that I have.
Okay.
Well,
that's good.
And so it's pretty short. I did want to point out, this is kind of funny. I just saw this while I was looking for these. Is, you know, when you type in crazy things people buy on Google or whatever looking for it, sometimes there's the actual, like, you can buy something there. Like, it shows it.
Yeah.
There's a rare hot Cheeto being sold on eBay right now that kind of looks like a toucan, and it's going for $300.
What?
Isn't that crazy? People collect things like that, like Cheetos.
Yeah.
Because they look like different things.
Like some dead celebrity's hair, they put it in a bag.
Yep. Yep.
It's worth so much money, and it's like, it's hair.
That's gross.
Okay.
$300 Cheeto.
That's gross, guys. Don't buy hair.
I'm going to start hunting for Cheetos, man.
Yeah. Just a little art. You'd be like an art guy, you know? The artist of Cheetos. Well, that's good. Well, it was a good
show. What do you guys think? Was that enough?
Yeah, I think that was enough. It was good.
Good.
It was good. Well, it was a good show. We appreciate everybody that joined in and popped out on the live stream. And then anybody that comes in on the audio stream. We appreciate it. And...
just so you guys know, if you're still listening here at the end, we did get some gear from a company, and we will be doing a giveaway here really soon.
Yep.
Really soon.
Now all we got to do is put it together. Mm-hmm. So you guys hang tight. We'll be blessing some fans here pretty quick. with some pretty cool little gifts.
So thank you guys for the likes. Thank you for the follows.
Definitely.
That little giveaway will be going soon.
If you're wondering where to find us, in the outro, we have all the links to where we're at. You can also find us on iHeartRadio. That's one of the ones that haven't made it in there yet, but we are on iHeartRadio.com, so you can check us out there as well. We'll be streaming some video games later this week. Not really sure what day. Hunter may have a kid this week.
That's so right.
Send out your good vibes and your prayers. You know, whatever you believe in on that, send it Hunter's
way.
Hey,
if you guys don't see Hunter on the next episode, don't give him any flack over it. It just means he's a new dad.
Yep.
That's right. let's just be praying that he comes fast. We're ready for him to be here. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Us too. All right, guys. Well.
Stay delirious.
Stay daddy.
And stay gaming.
This has been a Delirious Dads production. For more information about the show, visit our website at www.deliriousdadsgaming.com. You can also find us on facebook.com/deliriousdadsgaming, twitch.tv, and YouTube. Make sure you like and share our pages to help us grow the channel. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Please leave a rating and review if you enjoy the show. Thank you again for listening, and we hope to see you next time.